You would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. This is the heart of the gospel. It's the heart of our faith. Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected. This means everything to us as Christians. Jesus took our place upon the cross. Jesus quenched the wrath of God that we deserved. This morning we are able to confess our sins and find forgiveness because our Savior took our place and paid the penalty for our sins. There's something more in this passage that the apostle talks about. Not only did he die upon the cross, but he was buried, he was raised on the third day. The resurrection means everything to us as Christians. This is a crucial part of the gospel, the resurrection. We have a Savior that is alive. He lives today. Verse 17 of this same chapter says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Had Jesus remained in the tomb, then our faith would be useless. We would be guilty still of all of our sins. But thank God, Jesus is alive and well, and our faith is alive and growing, and our sins are forgiven and forgotten." So let us pray as we confess our sins this morning. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this Easter morning that you sent your Son to die upon the cross. He accomplished his mission upon the cross, and then by the power of God, he was raised from the dead. He is alive. He is at your right hand, and we are so thankful. Lord, today we confess our sins. We are so sinful, and we see this as we see the glory of God in the cross. We see how terrible our sins really are, Lord. We confess them to you this morning, and we know and we can have great assurance that we have forgiveness in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, we pray that we will be reminded of this today on Easter morning and all through the day. We will cherish Jesus as our Savior. We will realize that he is alive and living this morning. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.